This week we're going to be talking about the Alabama mine strikes of 1908 and 1920. This is also a good topic for us to cover this week because there have been mine strikes happening currently, as we record this in June 2021, in Alabama since April of earlier this year. These were both coal mining strikes and fit into similar time periods that we've talked about previously, that period that was shortly before World War I, as well as the period immediately after World War I. And in many cases of similar ones that we've talked about around the same time period, you get these sort of echo strikes where they try it at one point, it doesn't work, and then they try it again after World War I. And in this case, both of them failed, but they had some interesting potential to them, notably because they were very well racially integrated strikes. And this was exceptionally unusual in the heart of the Jim Crow South. Unfortunately, as we'll discuss, the fact that these were racially integrated strikes by racially integrated unions really worked to mobilize a lot of very violent opposition to this, as this was seen as an existential threat not only to the capitalist mine owners, but to the entire racial caste system in the American South. But these were interesting attempts, and although these strikes both failed, there were certain elements of them that demonstrated a very strong success, like at the beginning and things like that, that showed that the unions themselves had done a lot to bring a lot of people into this process of learning how to advocate for themselves and fight for their economic rights, things like that. And more importantly, perhaps, or at least as importantly, to understand the power of racial solidarity. And as we'll see, in some cases, some of these unions had actually worked to try to bring in strike breakers from previous labor actions into the fold to ensure that they would be less available as scab labor. And that was another thing that was a common feature plaguing a lot of other strikes, was you would have situations where the racial caste system was used to exploit those divisions and strengthen the hand of the employers in terms of hiring strike breakers. And this was less of a phenomenon in this, although still obviously an important thing to understand, because of that racially integrated union presence. And had things gone differently, we might have seen a very different picture in the American South. Unfortunately, it did not, but these are still interesting strikes that I think we can learn from.